Every week we are joined by a representative from a small dorpie to give us a little taste of what it's like to be there, to live there, to work there. And this week we're discussing the little town of Vermaaklikheid, where I'm told that it's got probably 10 of the best riverside stays in the country. Now, sometimes, you know, when you find and when you look at a place like Vermaaklikheid, which is a settlement on South Africa's Garden Route in the Western Cape, and it's kind of situated near Witsands, close to the Devon Hawks River. The area is a beautiful fynbos shrubland, and has a sort of temperate climate, and more than 100 species of bird actually live in this particular area. And it's totally amazing. And if you go and have a look at the pictures, you sort of just Google for Vermaaklikheid accommodasie, and you'll find a number of very beautiful places in this particular area. But to chat to us more about Vermaaklikheid, we are joined this morning, and it's a very big welcome to Kyle Bam. Kyle, a very good morning to you, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, and thank you.
Kyle, how long have you been living in Vermaaklikheid? Because it doesn't seem to be a very huge town, as a matter of fact.
Not a very big town. I've been living here for plus minus 10 years, and there's probably minimum or maximum of about 300 to 400 people in Vermaaklikheid.
Now, why do you live in Vermaaklikheid? Because, like I said, you know, 300 to 400 people is not a lot of people for a town. But it must be absolutely beautiful living there. So why do you live there?
It's a very beautiful place. And the main reason why I moved from Cape Town to Vermaaklikheid is a change of lifestyle. And obviously to start my little family.
Ah, that's good, eh? Starting a family in a very romantic place could not be very difficult. Yeah. You know, sometimes we have a documented history of a town, and I would have it a guess that, you know, for Vermaaklikheid, being such a small town, doesn't have a lot of documented history. But there's a lot of history in what they call the Volksmond, you know, tales that are being told of the town. What is the history of this area?
Well, the history that I've heard, there was a farmer by the name of Vermaak, and he owned Vermaaklikheid, basically. When he passed away, he left it to his children. And they obviously had children, and what happened was they got tired of the lifestyle in that small little dorpie, and they moved away, and they started selling off to all the English people. And when the English people, well, English-speaking people, started purchasing the property, they started building houses on the river itself.
What makes this community of about 300 to 400 people so special?
Well, the beautiful thing about the Vermaaklikheid community is that everybody knows everybody, and we all look out for each other. You know, so it makes it a very safe environment for kids and for families, and, you know, just in general, very, very safe area to be in. So that's one perfect thing about Vermaaklikheid.
And Vermaaklikheid is close to what is known as the Devon Hawks River, hey? So where exactly would you pinpoint this?
You know, it's about 36 kilometers outside of Riversdale. You'll travel on the gravel road, and you'll ride basically straight into Vermaaklikheid. It's such a small dorpie. If you continue with the main road, you'll drive right through it and won't even notice it. You know, so it's about 36 kilometers from Riversdale and Heidelberg, and it's between Witsand and Stolby. That's where it's situated.
Okay. So Stolby, obviously the area where the two oceans meet. So a lot of tourists actually come through that area. What do you do in Vermaaklikheid? You know, you've moved from Cape Town, which is a hustling, bustling city, and you go to a small dorpie of just about 400 people. I think you have more than 400 people living in Parklands, for instance, alone. So what do you do in the area?
Well, I'm a residential manager for River Magic Cottages, which is one of the cottages that's on the Devon Hawks River. And that's basically what I do. I look after the houses, look after the guests, and just make sure everybody's happy when they come and visit us.
Mm. And is the hospitality industry in that area quite big?
It is at the moment. We did have a small little fire, which has affected a few holiday homes and houses that were being rented out. But majority of the places are still standing, and we believe that the fynbos area is going to grow stronger now.
Yeah, and I've also seen that it's probably got 10 of the best riverside stays in the country, which is in Vermaaklikheid. So how many, also Airbnb seems to be quite big in Vermaaklikheid. So, you know, how many cottages are there and restaurant facilities and that? So if I want to come and just relax, what do I do in Vermaaklikheid?
There is a few cottages. Self-catering cottages in Vermaaklikheid along the river, like I said, River Magic included. What people mainly do is there's a wide variety of outdoor activities, fishing, swimming, hiking. A lot of people love to cycle on the roads because there's not much cars and stuff like that driving around. So there's a lot of outdoor activities that people can do. You know, it's a really beautiful place and very peaceful town. You know, it's like stepping back in time. Amazing for families and friends to get together and just spend some quality time without technology.
Yeah, the thing is that more than 100 bird species are featured in this area. Do you find people coming from all parts of the world and sort of all parts of Cape Town to have a look at them?
Personally, yes, there's a lot of Cape Townians that'll come down and they love to see the bird life going on the river, looking at the kingfishers and all those type of birds. You know, you have your buzzard eagles flying around all the time. And of course, you have your haridas as well, your cranes. So there's a lot of people that come through, mainly Cape Townians, but there are a lot of nationalities, different nationalities are coming through as well. A lot more people are finding out about Vermaaklikheid, and it's starting to really open up its doors to everybody else.
Yeah, and the fishing in the area, what would people be fishing for if they come down to your magic cottage?
Well, at River Magic, you know, we're based on the river itself, and there's quite a few cottages as well along the river. A lot of people fish for kabeljau. That's the main fish that they go for, the kabeljau. There's also grunter, steenbras, blacktail. You know, there's a few hudders as well, mullet and whatever that people want to use for live bait. So there's quite a nice variety of fish. And if you get closer to the mouth, there's actually stump nose that you can also catch as well, Cape stump nose.
Yeah, and I'm just seeing now beaches are footprintless on the beautiful estuary that lies 5 to 10 kilometers south. Beaches stretch for miles in either direction, completely uninhabited. So it sounds like one of those places to connect with yourself.
Yes, very much so. It's a lovely, lovely little town where you can just get away from all the hustle and bustle of the town, of the cities, you know, and really just reconnect with nature.
Why should the rest of South Africa come to Vermaaklikheid? We don't want to send everybody there because it seems like a very pristine and unspoiled area. But why should people come?
Like I said, you know, it's basically like you're stepping back in time. You're leaving all your technology behind. There's no Wi-Fi. There's no DSTV and those type of things that people can, you know, get distracted by. You literally are forced to spend time with your family, which is a good thing. You know, and you get to talk to each other and get to know one another all over again. And it's a lovely thing to encourage families to get to know each other again.
Yeah, because I'm having a look at it here and it says recreational pleasures are old-fashioned. So, you know, no phone reception, no TV.
Exactly.
And that's going to be great because, I mean, everybody gets lost in the technologies these days. And, of course, you can swim in the river with fishing, walking and games fueled by creativity and just connect with your family.
Yes, that's right. You know, the one people always ask me, is there any sharks in the river? And I always tell them, no sharks, no piranhas, nothing dangerous. So you can definitely have a lovely swim. The water's nice and warm during summertime, you know, and it's just a lovely little place just to have a good time.
Chatting this morning to Carl Bam, who is the sort of person who runs River Magic, one of the guest houses out on Vermaaklikheid, which is sort of straight by, still by area, which is a beautiful part of the world. Are there any disadvantages living in a small community like that?
Like I said, you know, when you know everybody knows your business and type of stuff, you know, so that comes with the territory. You know, also the thing with small communities, there's not a lot of activities for the youth. So they end up, you know, wasting their time on having a couple of drinks and stuff like that to pass the time. And also with a small community, there's not much jobs available for the people besides now the general wood cutting and whatever the case is. So a lot of them have to go out to different farmers and get extra work for themselves. So that'll be the main concern is basically the alcohol and jobs, basically.
Are you guys trying to turn that around by running maybe community projects in the area?
There are a few community projects that's been done by the Nature Conservancy. That's on the Davenhorst River, and they are busy doing, you know, cutting the alien vegetation in the area, which is like Port Jackson and Rooikrans. And what the people then do is they'll take that and then go and resell it to the tourists that are obviously coming into the area. So there is a bit of job creation that's happening. It's not as big as we would like it to be, but there is a start.
Chatting this morning to Carl Bam about Vermaaklikheid, which is our small dorpie in the area. And Carl, the sort of tourist industry, have you guys been marketing this? Have you sort of reached out to any of the tour guides in and around Cape Town to say, please bring the tourists here? Because I believe you have some a few really very nice restaurants also on the river.
At the moment, there's only one restaurant that we have in Vermaaklikheid. That's basically in the center of the town, that's up and running at the moment. We haven't really gone out and spoken to any of the tour guides as far as I know, but there is a few websites that people can visit. Budget Getaways, for example, is one website where people can find a few cottages, River Magic included there as well.
Carl, thank you so much for spending time with us this morning. We look forward to Taryn and I should go fishing on the river in Vermaaklikheid. We're not into bird watching, but we definitely will do some fishing. Carl, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for the call.